Today I'm speaking with Sheila Fowler and Riley Neeson. Sheila is the FFA advisor for the Chicago High School for Agricultural Sciences. So first off, Riley, tell us how long you've been a member of FFA and why you joined the organization.
I've been a member for 4 years now, all throughout my high school career. And I joined because I just wanted to get involved in the school when I was a freshman when I first came here, and I figured that would probably be the best way. I decided to stick with it because I ended up enjoying it so much and seeing how a small group of people can impact such a large amount of people.
Sheila, how long have you been an ag teacher and FFA advisor, and what made you choose this career?
This is my 11th year here at the school, and this is my first real job out of college, so all of my ag ed career has been here at Chicago Ag, and I chose this because, you know, I grew up on a farm and I loved agriculture, and I just wanted to share that love with people in an urban area.
Well, your school was one of 9 programs recognized by the National Association of State Directors of Career Technical Education Consortium as an Excellence in Action Award winner. Sheila, what do you think made your school stand out?
Because it came from a nationwide CTE organization, and just thinking back to what they were judging on the application, I think one thing that helped us to stand out was the real-world experience that students get in the classroom here, and our connections that we build for students beyond the classrooms, like through job shadowing and internship experiences with our supporters. And another thing that helped was seeing how, you know, we connect students at the high school level, but we also connect them to college and careers down on the road. So I really think it was a lot of the network of support that we have around our program here from our advisory board and from our alumni members.
Riley, tell us about the opportunities that are available to you as a student to learn about agriculture at your school.
First few things that came to mind that I've noticed, not even like this past year as a senior, but definitely throughout the past 4 years, is all the partnerships we have with various universities. We can partake in, you know, like summer camps that certain universities offer, or internships, which not only like really broadens your horizons on all the different careers in agriculture you can go into, but it just kind of helps you out a lot with, you know, personal skills. Like, you might learn how to public speak a little bit better at these events, or some kids might learn a little bit more, like, teamwork while they're there. With our pathway system, I think that's probably one of the greatest opportunities we have, because as long as you keep your grades up and everything, you honestly have the choice on what pathway to use to the best of your ability, like if you want to go into that career. So that really opens up a lot if students are thinking about going into agriculture. You know, choosing one career helps them narrow it down a little bit. We also, with our advisory board, we have a lot of different internships that are offered, you know, with different companies in the Chicagoland area. So that really opens up a lot of opportunities for students.
So how does your FFA chapter impact your community?
We have technically like 4 4 different grades for the 4 years of high school. So each year, each grade level participates in different service projects that they make up themselves. So, for example, this past year, during Valentine's Day, our sophomore officers went to a nearby nursing home and they hand-delivered these handmade Valentine cards, and then worked with our horticulture teacher to create flower arrangements for them so it would make the room a little bit brighter and everything. Obviously, the chapter officers do big projects like our canned food drive and Feed Six, which goes to the Greater Chicago Food Depository, and then our actually the Operation Feed Six can be given to the Chicago Greater Food Depository, or it's been literally shipped out to like Haiti and other third world countries in the past. So there's a wide variety of service projects that all of our students do here depending on what grade they are.
Why do each of you think the National FFA organization is a relevant organization in today's society?
Well, I think it's as relevant today as it's ever been because the world and our country are becoming more and more connected But while we're more connected, people seem to be more disconnected from their food and don't understand like the root source of where everything comes from. So agricultural education is just important to educate tomorrow's consumers about where their food, clothing, and shelter comes from. Even if they never choose an ag career, it's important to be an educated consumer. So that's like head knowledge, and then beyond that, it's relevant because of everything I said earlier, how it builds their leadership, personal growth, and career success in the lives of its students. Like, it actually carries out its mission statement.
I pretty much agree with what Ms. Fowler is saying. As like a student standpoint, I really got what she was saying about the last part with the premier leadership and personal growth and career success, because I interact with people my age much more, and it's kind of surprising like how many people that I know that don't even know how to properly like introduce themselves to somebody or conduct themselves in an interview properly. So I find that like really surprising. I think it's just because going to this high school, I've been mentored a lot on just basic skills like that. And not only is FFA focusing on, you know, educating everybody on agriculture, but it's really just educating them through basic skills that you should learn. And I think that's really important, especially for students today, because we literally are the next generation who have to take care of this world.
That was Sheila Fowler and Riley Neeson of the Chicago High School for Agricultural Sciences. With this week's Chapter Spotlight, I'm Shaunika Otterby on FFA Today.